This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1061. Continue the English conversation with today's phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from a listener. How can you keep the conversation going after you get it started? Get our top tricks and tips today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going fantastic.
Yeah.
I remember how I was going to go to a boxing trial class. I totally joined the gym and I'm super into it.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that last week. Hey, I'm glad it went well. That's awesome. We were talking about getting out of our home offices and making connections and meeting people. I like that.
Yeah, I'm so stoked about it. It's full of really nice people and it's a super hardcore workout. It's so fun. And people are like, boxing? Like, you just hit each other. But I'm because it's another martial arts, right?
Yeah.
So there's so many like skills and techniques that it's really challenging. You have to think about like what this toe is doing when your thumb does this. I don't know.
Oh,
like there's so many things to think about. It's really rad.
Hey, but it's so good to get out of your head and learn something completely different. Something
exactly.
Completely new and use the body, right? Push yourself. Love it.
Exactly. Exactly. And you went to a travel meetup. How did that go?
Yeah, that was cool. Actually, I met some really interesting people as well that I'm going to reconnect with over coffee next week. And so good stuff happening. You know, when you just go out your door, what happens, right?
Just go into the world, you guys. Just go out your door. That sounds so like just natural. Go out your door.
Very, yeah, exactly.
Okay, good pronunciation. All right, what are we talking about today, Lindsay?
Well, we are talking about kind of what to do next. Once a conversation gets going, how do you, you know, probably you guys have experienced this, right? You experience these gaps where maybe the conversation is about to stop and you're just not quite sure what to do. What are some strategies that you can use to keep it going, nudge it forward?
Yes, I love this. It's such a natural continuation of the web class that we just gave, right? How to fearlessly start a conversation. And so this is the continuation of that. How do we keep it going?
Yeah. So if you guys missed that web class, I'm so sorry.
But, I'm so sorry for you.
But we will be doing these again, right? We're going to start doing more and more of these web classes to get you guys going, make you guys fearless conversation starters. Okay. So keep your eyes open for the next one coming soon.
Yes, for sure. Oh, they're so fun. These web classes are amazing. Okay. So, this was actually inspired from a question from a student.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and read the question and then we are going to give our listener a good answer. So the listener says, hello, Lindsay and Jessica. First of all, my concern is how to start the conversation before I start a panic and fear fight inside me. Ooh. Mm. Eventually I smile and I try to say something like, oh, what a beautiful day and how are you? Okay. Further on, and this is the piece that we're going to focus on today, I worry a lot after I start the conversation about how I'm going to continue it. So I usually ask, what are your plans for the weekend? That is it. I've listened to your webinar and I can agree 100% that I repeat the same questions and phrases daily. So if you can share tips and advice on how to confidently start and continue the conversation, that would be great. Many thanks,
awesome.
Alina. Alina, great question.
Great question. That's awesome. And the thing is, like, Alina. Yeah. Alina, you have so many great instincts already. I think if we just add to these things you're already doing, and just to reassure you that you are headed in the right direction in the first place, right? This will go a long way. So, like, talking about the weather, I know it sounds cheesy. It sounds like, oh God, like that's such a boring thing to talk about. But it's not really. It really isn't. I mean, native speakers do connect about the weather all the time. And it doesn't matter if it's someone you just met or someone that you know really well, this is a way to keep that conversation rolling, right?
Yeah.
Just to, like, start off on this easy ground that you can connect about, you can share this common experience, and then that could lead to other stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, this works regardless of the depth of your connection with the person. You know, I was just telling Jessica before we jumped on the show, I used this the other day to connect with someone who lives in my building who's, you know, this person's sometimes a little bit awkward, and I'm awkward around her for whatever reason. There's an awkward energy there. Right. And but I made a comment about the weather, and all of a sudden I just felt closer, and it was so much better. It's an easy go-to option.
Totally. So how do we make this? What do we say? We can say, I like the phrase, like, if there's some extreme weather, like it's really, really hot or it's snowing a lot or something, you could be like, can you believe these temperatures? Can you believe this heat? Can you believe this snow? So you're connecting right away with this feeling of like, what?
Yeah. Can you believe it? Right. And it's good to say it with a little emphasis, say it with energy. So you're not just going through the motions, right? You are actually, you believe in what you're saying, right? Can you believe this weather? You know, here in Boston, we've actually been getting a ton of rain for some reason this fall, and it's raining right now. So I would say, can you believe all this rain?
Yeah, that's a great way to start. I say that. I say stuff like this, totally. Or, like, if it's something that, if the weather's really nice, right? And for me, rain is nice.
Yeah.
So I would actually be like, don't you love this rain? And I might say that sarcastically, knowing that the other person does not, and yet expressing the fact that I do, sort of comparing your feelings about the weather, right? Like, that's another thing you could do.
Yeah, that's kind of fun, because that could easily lead into a conversation like, oh, you like the rain? You could say, yeah, I've been here for a long time in the Portland area. I love it now, that kind of thing.
Totally.
That could really lead to something more in terms of a conversation. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, honestly, I can't even tell you how many conversations I've had about the rain. I know it sounds boring, but the conversations are not, because you're just like, I love it. Why do you love it? How does it make you feel? What do you do in the rain, right?
Yeah.
Like, there really are a number of directions you could go. Mm. And Lizzie, you thought of a connection phrase about the weather that I think is hilarious. What was that?
I think this one is great. So here it is. So you would say, hot enough for ya? I love this one. Or cold enough for you.
Right.
This is one that really, and we both agreed on this, right? This is something that a middle-aged to older man would say. For some reason, that's who says this. So guys, take it with a grain of salt. Grab it if you want it. But it's kind of a fun one that I hear out here in New England all the time, right? Hot enough for you? And this would be saved for the hottest days or the coldest days, right?
Right. Yeah. No, it is super fun. And yes, I do hear that in a grandpa voice in my head. Yeah. When you say it, but you could still, like, guys, no matter how old you are, you could say this, and it's a fun, like, it's funny.
It's fun.
A funny way to begin a conversation. Like, if I had a non-native speaker come up to me and they're like, cold enough for you, I would laugh, first of all.
It's funny.
It's funny. And then that would, like, automatically endear that person to me. I'd be like, oh, I want to talk to you. That's adorable.
Yeah, it's quite lighthearted and fun. It's kind of like, a dad joke, kind of, right?
It is.
Like, just kind of a fun little saying, just poking fun at people, poking fun at life. I love it. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
So that covers the weather topic. And my feeling about the weather conversation is it's never really about weather. Right. It's about building that connection. It's about lifestyle. It's about mood. It's about any direction you want to take that conversation into. But it's not really about weather. Right. So it's not boring. That's why it's not boring. Guys, would you like to know what the 7 simple secrets are to finally start connecting with native speakers? Well, we have a free video lesson and you can get it immediately. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets to watch your free video now. allearsenglish.com bit.ly/secrets.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Exactly, exactly. I think the strategy behind this is that keep the conversation going by, first of all, recognizing a shared experience. It could be the place you're at, the food you're eating, the weather you're experiencing, right? It's just like, find that shared experience, comment on it, right? And that is your initial connection. It's great. Exactly. And then the next way, which Alina also thought of herself, was plans for the weekend. So this, like, hello, this is a perfect way to connect.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, this is always a go-to conversation starter right here, or way to continue that conversation.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So what would you say typically, Jessica, if there's a lull in the conversation, you want to continue it, you want to know about their weekend?
Yeah, so, and again, like I would say this, it doesn't matter the degree of the acquaintance or connection, right? Mm-hmm. I would say this to like someone that's standing in front of me in line. Like I would just, because I like talking to people, or a good friend, anybody. So I would say, so what are you up to this weekend?
Yeah, see, this is where I think the East Coast and the West Coast are different, because I don't think out here, well, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say that to a stranger in a line at a grocery store out here. I don't know. I mean, you know, you've been out here, Jessica, for our urban adventures. Yeah. It's just, it's a bit different. But that would be a little weird. I'm just imagining standing in the grocery store and someone just turns around and says, so what are you up to?
That's true.
It would be weird out here. Maybe not on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, it would be a little strange.
It would probably be a little strange here too. That's why, okay, that's why I think it's like, for continuing the conversation, right? Not
that's
like
true.
Starting with the stranger. Right. Like if I'm in line and we're like, oh my God, this is taking forever. I have so much to do. Like if I already connected with that person, I think, because you're right. That would be weird to be like, hi, I'm Jessica. What are you doing this weekend? That would be weird.
Yeah. So, okay. So regarding the grocery store situation, I suppose if you make a comment on the shared scenario, right, initially, you know, the line's kind of long, or, oh, have you tried this new thing? And then you say, so what are you? I still feel like I wouldn't necessarily bring it to that level with a stranger, but that might be the East West Coast thing right there.
I don't know. Yeah, I totally would. So guys, trust your instinct. If it feels weird, you don't have to say it. There but anybody else beyond a stranger, you can say this. Okay, so what would you say when you're asking somebody about weekend plans?
Yeah, so I like to say, so what's happening this weekend, right? So kind of
that's
in a funny way, I like to, sometimes I drop the G. So instead of saying what's happening this weekend, just saying what's happening this weekend. So it's kind of very broad. Like it could be, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean what are you doing this weekend? It's just what's going on, right? Maybe there's some event and maybe the person wants to go. Maybe you can invite them to go with you. It's just super broad and a little bit vague, but I think it's good to start broad and then go narrow in that conversation.
Yeah, for sure. And if you yourself know of something cool happening this weekend that you think the other person would be into or you are into, right, then you could continue the conversation that way. Like dive into being specific if you already know this person. So like my friends and I could be like, oh my gosh, did you see that Venom's coming out this weekend?
Did you see
like,
that movie?
Whatever. I haven't seen it yet, no, but I might. I'm either going to go see that tonight or I'm going to see the movie about Queen because I love Queen.
Yeah, I saw Venom and it was interesting. If you like that kind of movie, that action flick, then see it for sure. I want to see the Queen one, though. I really want to see that for sure.
So good. It has the dude from Mr. Robot. Anyway, guys. But see, like Lindsay and I had to stop ourselves from continuing that conversation. And it all started with one question. Like, did you know that Venom came out this weekend? Or right? Like, there's so many ways you could go, guys. So I would write some of these phrases down and like target who you want to talk to in your mind. You know what I mean? Like somebody at work, a friend that speaks English, like whatever. And put this in your schedule. Like you are going to say these phrases to someone today and tomorrow. You're going to continue a conversation and develop it.
Love that idea. Guys, so I want to thank our listener for sending in this question. Such a good question. And guys, have confidence that, you know, if you continue that conversation, the other person will hang right in there with you. I love it.
Totally.
I love
it. People want to talk to you.
Exactly. That's it, Jessica. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out today. It's been great.
It's been awesome. Enjoy your day. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.